Hello and welcome to episode 23 of the Squadcast, the official podcast of Glasgow Warriors. Thank you to everybody for tuning in and for staying with us over the course of the 23 episodes today. We're glad we haven't scared you away yet, anyway. Murphy Walker joins me once again. Murphy, how are you, first of all?
I'm marvellous.
Your first run out on Friday night for a while with the A squad. You feeling fresh?
Yeah. It wasn't a great result or game, but my body's coped pretty well, thankfully. Nice. I'm ready to go again this week.
That's what we like to hear. And speaking of results of the weekend, not quite a seamless transition, but how good was it to see the senior squad get a first ever European semi-final in the books with win over the Lions here on Saturday night?
Yeah, it was pretty special, wasn't it? Again, a bit of a scrappy game, but boys showed a bit of guts. I think there was about 260 tackles or something made from us, which is an astronomical number compared to usually what we have. I think Dargie put in, 29?
29, four turnovers.
The whole pack put in above 20 bar swap. He just made 14. He just didn't fancy it.
Only 14.
Yeah, he didn't fancy it. Incredible game. I think Lions, credit to them, they fronted up pretty hard. They threw everything they could at us. Yeah. And the boys obviously did the job and on to semis.
I was going to say, it boots us into a semi-final in 3 weeks down in Clonakilty against this week's opposition, Scarlets.
Yeah, it's going to be a bit of a interesting one, a bit weird playing your opponents, obviously, for the semis. But obviously they've got not much left in terms of the league, whereas they've got all to play for in the cup. So it'll be interesting to see who they play and how they play. And obviously don't have a crystal ball, but it'll be interesting to see how they change their game for 3 weeks' time.
And one man who will hopefully be involved this weekend is this week's guest, Cole Forbes. How are you?
It's a bloody honour to be on this podcast, lads. It's true, you know, you boys have a face built for podcasts. But yeah, leading on to that, Scarlets, yeah, for them, sort of interesting one. They got us in the Europe semi in a couple of weeks, so for them it would be interesting to see who they send up. And I think, yeah, for us it's just building our momentum leading into this business end of the season.
You've been involved against the Scarlets before?
Yeah, I was back end of last year. We played them down there, and yeah, it was not a good showing from us. Really,
it was a rough shift.
Yeah, it was a rough game.
Fraz nearly died that game. Yeah, Fraz and Richie both coming back from illness nearly died.
That's right. Yeah,
not literally.
No.
Yeah, definitely a tough place to play down there. So that's hopefully we can get some momentum this week and then lead that into the Europe semi in a couple weeks' time.
Yeah, one other element to this weekend's game is the Plaster It Purple connection. We're turning Scots and Purple for Glasgow Children's Hospital charity. If you want to go donate, our donation links are all across social media at this point in time. But how good is it to have a cause as worthy as the Children's Hospital to run out for this weekend?
Yeah, definitely. I think it makes it that much more special. We sort of had the people from the Children's Hospital come in last week and sort of present what it does and how it helps them. So, you know, it's a great cause and boys are happy to help wherever we can, really. And yeah, so we'll hopefully everyone's packed out in the Scotland and everyone's wearing purple.
We also have the support of Leidos, who have pledged £1 for every ticket sold this weekend. So Murphy, give us a rallying call for the Warrior Nation to get the tickets this weekend.
Yeah, Warrior Nation, get your tickets and help out those less fortunate than us. Because it's very, going on Cole's point, it's very humbling seeing what the money does and how it affects families and how much it makes their lives that little bit easier and a little bit happier is incredible. And it makes us feel 10 times better when we're doing it in front of a crowd who's chipping in to make people's lives better.
The other big talking point this week as well is the news that Mr. Ryan Wilson will be leaving the club at the end of the season. I mean,
this is Uncle Cole you're speaking to.
This is where we're going with this. Is that Cole? I know you're one of the many Warriors that have passed through Ryan's front room in the last however many years, but 220 appearances, I can't even begin to count the number of memories that he's made with this club in the last 13 years. Just tell us what sort of a man and a teammate that Ryan is.
Yeah, on and off the field, he's like a bloody top man, good legend, like club legend, as we've all said this week. And it's been cool to see the club dedicate this week to him. And on him, like, he's just always looking out for you, like adopted son, adopts all the foreigners in, always welcome you out. He's always flicking you a message, come out for dinner, come look after the kids with him. You know, whenever Bex is away, he's like, oh, I need some help taking the kids to the park. So, you know. His buddy,
racing. How was it being the Easter Bunny at the weekend?
Headed out there on for a Sunday roast and then had a few eggs around the house and mucked around with the kids. But yeah, no, him and Bex always welcoming me out there and, you know, can't say a bad word about them all.
Who is the bigger kid, Ryan or the kids?
Yeah, well, that's, yeah, I think, as you said this week, it's five kids. Bex is probably one of the most patient women I've ever met. She puts up with the four kids and then another kid and then sometimes me.
No, we know that we'll give him a good send-off as and when he's given a nod over the next 3 weeks. So, again, another element for you to get your tickets, Warrior Nation. Come on down. Anyway, we'll crack on with the Squadcast itself for new listeners and for those that have forgotten how this works. In front of, it's more in front of Murphy today, I was shoving it back across towards Colt, there is the Squadcast hat filled with little scraps of paper with various questions relating to your Glasgow Warriors teammates. Your job is to pick them out, read them out, and entertain the listeners with whatever you come up with.
Before you start, have you got a favourite Squadcast? Because I know you're a bit of an avid listener.
Yeah, no, me and Cam, we don't have much to do with our evenings, so we do chuck the podcast on most evenings after a fresh one's come out. And probably so far, well, they're not really that memorable, actually. I'm struggling. Was it Sheebs? Sheebs, did he have it?
Sheebs
was all right. Yeah. Dunkey, did he? Yeah, those two, yeah. I remember those.
Sorry, you won't be able to tell whether Dunkey's got this or not because he doesn't listen. He's already said this.
Yeah. Sammy J's, his was decent.
He'll appreciate that.
That's about it.
Yeah, this is your chance to make it.
Yeah, I'll make mine a bit more memorable way.
You've got your flatmate to beat as well.
His was average. He gave the Raps page a good plug, which I was proud of.
What Raps page is that?
Oh, yeah, for the listeners, Raps are good for me. So what are we in now? We're in April, so Cam has moved in November, and we've had chicken and cheese wraps with jalapenos since then, every night.
Surely not.
Every single night that we've cooked.
I don't believe it.
Nah, so every night that we've cooked a meal in the flat, it's been chicken and cheese wraps. Exact same recipe, exact same sauce.
Where'd you do your shopping?
So there's a Sainsbury just across the road. We just go home from training, chuck something on the TV, have a nap, and then wake up and just walk across the road.
You need to get some sort of sponsorship with Sainsbury's.
Yeah, well, we keep trying, but yeah, no luck. Check out our TikTok and Instagram if you're...
Do you not get bored after like a week?
Well, that's what I thought by now. What has it been, 4 or 5 months? You would be sick of it, but it's like just a sensational recipe. We've got it like on lock. He does the chicken, I do the onion and the cheese. I set the table, I do the dishes.
How's the how's the viewer submissions going? Because I think cameras had just started that when we had him on in January.
Yeah, we've definitely had good interest from the fans and the public. Like, we've had plenty of raps sent in, but every rap we get sent in is like, it's way too packed, too much elements. We're just like simple. As some say, simplicity is the ultimate form of sophistication.
Getting flashbacks from cameras on that one. Anyway, dive into the hat.
I'll
crack in.
First one. Who would look best in a kilt?
Have you worn a kilt?
No, I haven't, no.
Are you going to be wearing a kilt to our awards dinner? Couple of weeks' time. Plug if you haven't bought your tickets.
I haven't got a kilt, but I could sort one out before then.
It's probably a Forbes.
Yeah, there's a tartan. Forbes tartan, yeah, I have seen that, yeah. And for that, I would go Gregor. It would look like, who's the one off the Simpsons?
Yeah.
Groundskeeper Willie, that's the one, yeah. It'd be quite comical, I think. He'd look like him. Yeah. Get a good comparison pick out there, I reckon.
Just needs to grow his hair out a wee bit.
Yeah,
I suppose.
Grow his beard out.
Fair enough. Murphy?
I'd always like to see a foreigner wear like a full on like Scottish classic dress, like everything.
Big nons.
Imagine Big Nonny wearing a kilt. That'd be so good.
We'll put that to him at the awards dinner.
Full kilt, Prince Charlie. What's the? Do you know like the wee sash thing you get that matches the kilt?
Oh yeah, no, I can't remember.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
Even yeah.
That'd be
skiing do the whole lot.
Yeah.
He'd pull that off.
It'd look interesting.
The problem I would have, I think, is, and this is from when we did the photo shoot for the player of the season vote.
Yeah.
The socks. Nons physically cannot pull his socks up past
halfway.
Cast
it bigger than my quads.
Yeah,
so he would have a
cast.
Serious problem with the kilt socks.
Yeah.
Well, if there's any kilt makers or salt makers out there, give us a custom pair so we can get one nons.
That's do it. Oh, dear. You're more of a trues guy. I think we've had this conversation before.
Yeah, a bit of both. Yeah, I just think it's just easier, isn't it?
Yeah, fair enough.
Instead of having to deal with spawn and ski and do a whole lot.
I mean, you could
trues,
just...
straight on.
Yeah.
Belt, done.
Easy.
Exactly. Keeps you warm as well.
Yeah, I suppose.
But I do love a kilt.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really say no to it.
Exactly.
That's the special occasion.
But we need to get Forbes. Cole, a Forbes tartan.
Yeah. Right. Get him sorted for the awards night.
Exactly.
Let's do it.
Up on stage winning all the prizes, no doubt.
Yeah, not a chance of that.
I mean, you've got to be in with a shout for a, for a couple for trial season.
Come on.
I mean, best trainer.
Yeah. Hardest worker in the gym.
DJ Tasty, yeah, there we go.
Yeah, probably.
You've been on the end of some decent tries,
yeah. Yeah, sure. That's true, yeah. We've had some nice. I've finished off a nice, a few nice tries, but I haven't done much of the work.
Mind blank. Who was it you scored against? With Dragon? Was it Dragons you scored that one?
Dragons a couple semi. Weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, one down here that Cardiff off the kickoff we went the whole way and then I pretty much nearly
dropped. A chance.
I nearly dropped it, so yeah, ended up scoring. So
yeah, the hot potato one against Munster as well. Out in,
Yeah,
that seemed to get quite good traction.
Could be in with a shout.
Yeah,
get the speech prepared.
Yeah, better write one up actually.
Oh yeah, I mean I'm surprised you're throwing this out and you're not going for the front row union of Dell and Matthews.
Nah, I can't win it. No way.
Just see Murphy implode at the other table. If
Delhi wouldn't live, wouldn't shut up. He would just be living his hat, or sorry, hanging his hat on it for the rest of his life.
I mean,
same
as
Johnny.
I would be.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Anyway, go on, number two.
Let's me go. Again, or you?
Go on, crack on.
All right.
Guest.
What have we got here? Oh, who's running this?
Oh, probably me.
Yeah. little kids running.
Yeah, nope, yep. That's probably one of the kinder things anybody said about my handwriting.
You're on a road trip. Who is your co-pilot? You go first, Murph. Go on.
Road trip.
Bit of context to it, too. Set the scene.
You can give us where you're going on your road trip, what you're driving.
Right. If we're going road trip up north.
Yep.
For a couple nights. Do you know what? I'd probably take Donkey Weir.
Oh,
it's good value for money.
Fair enough, yeah.
He's one of those guys that you can probably spend a lot of time with and not get bored of. He's always coming out with some punchy jokes here and there. And he's also a great bloke. So.
He seems like he'd be well prepared for it as well.
Yeah, exactly. He's well prepared. He's Dunkey. Everybody knows what Dunkey's like.
Definitely. It's a good shout.
Or you could go down the other route of like taking one of like Gregor or all of that, but you just get fed up with them after like half an hour.
Yeah, I definitely reckon road trip, you go for one of the old heads like your Suaves, Wills, Dunkey, Sheba. Pretty old those fellas, you know. They have good chat in the car, good old music, you know.
Wills on a road trip could be fun, I think.
Yeah. Sheba would be
Could be dangerous.
But yeah, I definitely wouldn't want him driving. He can drive pretty quick, I'll give him that.
Well, I've heard Sheba's a race driver, apparently.
Oh, lovely.
So if Sheba was the driver and I was a co-pilot, I'd be all right with that.
Yeah.
How about your flatmate? Would you get in the car with him after the test passing?
In the Suzuki with Dodge.
I have been in the Suzuki with Dodge many a time. I don't want to slag him off too much because he does give me lifts here and back.
Yeah.
But it's poor car. Have you seen the state of it?
No, I haven't. I've heard about it, but I haven't seen it.
So he's had it for...
Just proud of him to have his license at 20... Was he 22?
I was his taxi driver for a bit.
Yeah.
A year and a bit?
Yeah.
Good file,
Oh, didn't he get Stu to run him out to his driving test or something?
Yeah, Stu did. Was running back and forth from Stirling.
Yeah.
But Dodge also said that he was more nervous for his driving test on his first cap, which is mental. But Dodge got this Suzuki Swift, pretty new, no dings or anything at all in it. And I actually drove him up to Dundee to get it because I was staying at my folks for the night. And they were driving home. He's sitting at like 50 at the motorway, and I was like, come on, Dodge, put the foot down.
He's nervous, mate. He's just got his license.
But anyway, it's now what, 3 months, 4 months later, you should see it. There's a dent in the back end, scratches down the right hand side. There's some sort of red paint on the front bumper, and then his rims are just, they're getting ready to put in the scrap heap. But the poor thing's been put through its paces after 4 months, but I can't complain because it's my taxi every now and again. So. About time, though.
So you're going Dunkey. You're going...
Yeah, one of the old heads. I reckon I'll go Suave. I reckon he'd have some good tunes, a few good yarns.
Be a very chilled one,
I think. Yeah, pretty chill, you know. I reckon Suave would be a good laugh in the road trip.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
What about you? Member of staff, who are you taking?
Member of staff, who am I taking?
Surely you've been on some road trips already.
Yeah, a few bus trips up north.
I mean, most of the time, if I'm on a road trip, I'm with you guys.
True.
We did go to a London for a URC workshop, myself and Molly, which was not a road trip, it was a rail trip.
Oh, nice.
Until half past 11 on the way back, where we got a bus from Carlisle, because thank you for the network rail improvements at Carstairs. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Ouch. So that was fun. Moving swiftly onwards. Next up, we're going to dive
in. Go on, move.
Let's have a look.
Hope you can read this one. Read it with a crayon.
Who would be your phone-a friend and who wants to be a millionaire?
Ooh.
First things first, are you a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire watcher? Is it even still on TV?
I'm not sure, but when it's on and stick it on. But everybody knows.
Everybody knows what it is.
Yeah, no. Watch Slumdog Millie. Know what it is.
Yeah, exactly. There's a content creation idea.
What, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Who Wants to be a Millionaire with like the Warrior Squad?
Right, yeah, we'll pick up after this.
I think it would be shocking, actually.
Well, yeah. It would be terrible.
Quite comical.
Is this before or after we do the 11-a-side football match with Johnny Matthews?
Oh, yeah, true.
Definitely, I think it's been said before, but if ex-club member, you go Rob Hartley, whose general knowledge was stellar. At the moment, I'd actually go Cammers just for like the laugh of seeing him try and just sacrifice not getting the question right, just be like, ring him up and see what...
I don't know, he strikes me as a bit of a dark horse.
It'd be a dark horse, but he'd just be like, You'd probably start thinking through the phone and I'd ring him just for a laugh more than anything.
Yeah. Yeah,
I could see that.
But if you wanted some general knowledge, who would you?
I genuinely wouldn't know. Yeah, I reckon it'd be, if you had to, you'd probably go coaches wise and pick like merch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably a good shout.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But of the older heads.
Franco.
Dicko, you reckon he'd have?
Dicko, no. A few things.
He'd be a good
question
about
some eggs.
Over the phone.
Eggs.
Yeah, question about
scrum,
some eggs.
Scrums and eggs.
Pick up eggs, he's out probably on the farm.
Yeah, true. Building some fences or something.
Yeah. Running after the chickens.
Yeah, there's a lot of... I feel like these type of answers...
Shiz, actually.
But the answer to this question tends to be the older guys.
It does, yeah.
The experienced guys. Yeah.
Bit of life.
Yeah, exactly.
Life experience, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, she's
Rob's pretty much the standard answer for pretty much everybody that's ever had that question.
He's a goat.
Yeah. All right, next one.
Next one. Delving in here.
Nice and deep.
Who is the most accident prone on or off the pitch?
This is easy. Any of the big dumb locks? I would have to just go Alex Samuel or Gregor Brown. If they're in and around a ruck near you, you're just bracing that they're going to stand on you or fall on you. And Darcy Ray, when he was here, he was a big clumsy.
But he would end careers just at training, just by accident. But yeah, Gregor's a great shout. He's both on the pitch and off the pitch. He's just, well... But yeah, like you say, there is some boys at training where you just have to be careful.
Yeah, you definitely, if they're cleaning you out, you're just bracing that you're going to get stood on or knee straight into something.
Yeah, Nons and I have got a bit of a, what's the word, a spiff going on just now, a spat.
I have no idea what the first one was, but yeah.
Spiff?
Is that spiff?
Never heard it.
Spat, you know what a spat is?
I know what a spat is, yeah.
Spiff, same thing apparently. A couple, we're doing a wee drill and...
I haven't seen the huddle. You're claiming accident. What are we?
Full accident.
Yeah. So have you just ran into him and knocked him over?
11v9 drill.
Yeah.
And somebody carries and Nons is kind of trying to get out of the way, but I'm going I'm doing my Pete Horn sharp line.
Yeah, sharp line, win the race.
Exactly. But I literally stop.
But you've seen him and you're running your line, or you're just sort of not even.
No, I'm just carrying on my line, and then all of a sudden, Nons just comes into my eye line, but I'm going.
Too fast to stop. Yeah.
But Nons also does his, you know, his little thing where he kind of jumps backwards to get back to the line. He does that, but into me.
It looks
terrible. I can't lie.
I haven't seen the huddle. We'll have to look at the huddle.
It's a full-on body slam.
Which Nons are we talking here?
Wee Nons.
Wee Nons, right, okay. Yeah. I mean, it could have been a lot worse for you.
Yeah, but a full-on just...
Well, I think if he bumped into Big Nons, he wouldn't... Yeah. He would have just fallen over.
Yeah, there's only one winner in that collision.
Another one?
Yeah, David.
Got a few in here.
I do. Just keep getting added to, and then we keep forgetting to take them out, which is why Murphy skips about five of them.
Oh, this is cute, this one. Huh. Closest friend in the squad.
Wholesome.
Yeah, that's very wholesome. Yeah, so... Oh, it's tough one. Like we said, Wilsey's, he was like one of the first person to welcome me in when I first got here. Came over just a lonely little Kiwi boy, and he welcomed me in with open arms. So yeah, close with Wils. All like the foreign boys, Kiwis and the Aussies, we all hang out together a bit. And then I live with Cameras, so.
Yeah. You got a fair to-do one though, to be fair.
Don't want to narrow it down, you know. No.
So Cameras obviously came in November?
Yep, came in November. Were he was just... on the old unemployed because of Worcester folding. Yeah.
So you were you just on your own before then?
So I had Jordy Lanark for a couple of years. He's over in Portugal just living the dream, fading away into the sunset. And then so I was on my own for like a month or so, and then Cameras came up and needed a place to stay, so I've welcomed him in with open arms.
Nice. And again, what sort of flatmate is he?
Never look back, have you?
Yeah, well, we're both pretty chill, don't really get fussed about anything. So as you can tell, we've had the same dinner for 4 months. We do some washing, we watch Netflix. That's about it, really.
Sounds so exciting. Yeah. Listeners are going to be so exhilarated about your daily schedule.
Yeah, go home, have a nap, watch some Netflix, go to DL on the day off. That's about all she wrote, really.
Nice.
Simple things in
life. What's your go-to Netflix?
Rom-coms. We've just finished Outer Banks. But yeah, that's the thing, we're being out a series in like 2 or 3 days, so
yeah,
we've probably watched half of Netflix.
So is the option just to get suggestions, send them to you?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Or just if the Man City game's on or any football was on it in the evenings, we'll kick into that.
Cameras is a very big Man City fan,
Big Man City fan. He's already ducked away back to the Man City Bayern game tonight.
Nice.
Has he?
Yeah, he's ducked off, boosting back to that for tonight.
Very nice.
Yeah, that'd be good.
We'll see how he goes.
Yeah.
Good luck to Cameras.
Good luck to Cameras for that, yeah.
See how it goes.
Oh, yeah. One more.
Go on.
Right. Who do you least want to be sat next to on a plane?
Ooh. Probably anyone on the bigger size. probably any of the bigger boys, really.
Yeah.
When we fly at South Africa, I wasn't too bad. I was next to the smaller, skinny fellas, so it was not too bad. I'd just say any of the front row, you really don't want to be squeezed up next to them. They're not too bad flying out there. But on the way back after the game, if you're next to one of the, like on flights, if you're next to one of the coaches and they're just like tapping away on huddled, like coding up the game, you're like, mate, the game's just been played an hour ago. I don't want to watch it again.
You can just see.
Like, yeah, you just hear the tapping on the lappy.
You can just look across and just see something you've done wrong.
It's definitely a tough one. You don't want to be parked up next to them where they're coding the game away on huddle.
Yeah, one of the South Africa trips, I was placed kindly right next to Rob Harley and Al Kellick. So we had an interesting flight, that one.
Yep.
He was ordering, was it orange juice with Worcester sauce?
What?
Yes. Again? Yes.
That sounds horrendous.
Sigh. Yeah, exactly. And I was like, wait. Sorry. I was like, is he trying to make a Bloody Mary here or something?
Rob was ordering this.
No.
Al was. Okay. Questions will be asked.
Well, I think it was orange juice.
What do you drink the sauce?
He pours the sauce into the orange juice or something. I remember when he first ordered it, I had to like double check and be like, what are you doing? But obviously I didn't say anything.
They even served that on a plane.
Yeah, I know. Who is Worcester sauce in South Africa? Yeah.
That's a different one, mate.
And then another time, it was a bit unfortunate. It was one of the charter planes we got, one of the small ones to Ireland somewhere. Mm-hmm. I think it might have been Ulster Way at the start of the season last year. And obviously it's done a bit alphabetically, and the previous coach was obviously where I'd be sitting next to it, but it'd be Wilson. He sat next to me usually, but this one plane, I don't know why, it was done alphabetically in reverse, and the plane was, so I'd be sat at the front instead of the back, and this plane had a single seat at the front facing the rest of the seats. It's like,
people that travel with kids that travel by themselves. You sit there, the air hostess looking after you, mate.
Yeah. So it was like one of those wee air hostess seats, but it was facing the rest of the cabin. So Danny was sat right in front of me. Bear in mind, there's next to no leg room at all. And we just stared at each other.
Footsies with him.
We were just staring at each other for the start of the flight until he said that he had to try and find some other room because he wasn't happy with the leg space he got. But that was a weird journey. We're just like the whole like genuinely imagine the takeoff. We're just about a meter from each other, and I'm just like as the plane's going off because I'm facing the wrong way. I'm like leaning towards him.
I mean, it could be worse from a legroom probably. You could have been in there with like JP or somebody at this point.
True.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
I would not want to be sad.
It is feed on your lip.
I mean, there's nowhere else we can really go from that, so we may as well just call in to episode 23 of the Squadcast. Thank you to everybody for tuning in. Thanks, Cole, for sticking around and joining this week.
Cheers for having me. It's been a bloody pleasure, eh? And get the fans to send in some more questions, eh?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
But if anybody does have a question out there, just fire them in on social media. Murphy's
message
got a
Cole
few.
On Instagram.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Check out the Raps page.
Yeah.
And we'll see you all at the game on Friday. Let's plaster it purple.
Could not have said it better myself. Murphy, we'll see you on Friday as well.
Yeah, you will.
And we'll see you on Friday too, Warrior Nation. Tickets are still available at glasgowwarriors.org and donate everything you can to Glasgow Children's Hospitality on the links on our social media. In the meantime, I've been Craig Wright, he's been Murphy Walker, he's been Cole Forbes, and this has been the Glasgow Warriors Squadcast.